The root seems good right up until we hit this asteroid field. Navigating through that thing is gonna be a real headache. Oh, how much fuel do I have left in my drive? Let me go check. Jeez, you scared me. Good to see you're awake. Sorry, I accidentally put the gravity well on the highest setting when I borrowed you from your planet. So your head and neck might be sore for a little while. My bad. Hey, just calm down, it's all good. I'll explain everything. Who I am, what I am, where you are. Just sit tight and be calm. I'm not gonna perform some kind of surgery on you while you're awake or something. I'm not that kind of alien. Are you hungry? I can get you something to eat while I explain the situation. Thirsty. Here, have this water. Yeah. It's just the water bottle. Don't you know that water is essential to life? No matter what planet you're from. Only species learn that when they're just kids. Of course, we were developed. Mm-hmm. I'm an alien, alright. Even though I resemble a human female almost exactly. That's convergent evolution for you. Do I have to explain everything? Convergent evolution means that similar environmental conditions will yield similar phenotypic traits in organisms. Dummy. My planet, which is called Chiba Ara, is extremely similar to Earth in many ways. So it was only natural that we would evolve to look similar to humans. Oh, now you're hungry. Here, have some fruit. It's called Bianon. Don't worry, I've triple checked to make sure it's harmless to humans. It tastes like a good mix of apple and mango. Go on, try it. Not bad, huh? Here, have the ball. Where are we now? We're orbiting Earth's moon in my personal ship, the Falcon. Pretty cool, huh? I named it after the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars. I love those movies. I knew you would say that. You didn't believe me. I thought you wouldn't. What do you think you're dreaming or something? I guess I couldn't blame you. And this is all probably a lot of information. If you want proof, then I'm really who I say I am. And you're really where I say you are. Then, hold on to something. I just put in a command for this ship to land on the surface of the moon. Once we're there, you can step out onto the lunar surface and see for yourself. The Falcon has landed. Come here. It's out this door. Yeah. It is an airlock. See? You're not totally clueless. Here, take this thing and put it on your back. Now tap it twice. Look down. You have a spacesuit on. Even though it looks like a force field, it'll keep you breathing for 10 minutes, only though. So, don't get too excited out there and wander off. Alright. I'm gonna depressurize you now. You ready? There it goes. We're good. Now, a little help with this door. It's pretty heavy. Here we are. The moon. Go ahead. Step out. Believe me now. Congratulations. You're the first human to set foot on the moon for over 50 years. How does it feel? The all-important question. So many questions. Come on, sit down on this hill with me. I'll tell you why I took you away from Earth. No, don't worry. The suit will give you a 2-minute warning. We'll have plenty of time to get back to the ship. So, I've been obsessed with humans ever since I was little. I read all the books I could about them. I drew pictures of Earth and your cities and all your stuff. Believe it or not, Earth is pretty revered among different alien species. We have kind of a fascination with you guys. You're just weird. In a good way, of course. You spend tons of your money just to entertain yourselves. You do things knowing that they're bad for you. You avoid doing things that are good for you. You're fascinated by the strangest things. As you can see, I also learned to speak fluent English from studying humans too, as well as 27 other human languages. But that's a story for another time. But the thing is, I come from a family of very successful spice runners. So I had a pretty privileged upbringing, which was nice. But my parents never approved of my interest in humans. They thought I was just a meaningless distraction when I should be focused on inheriting the family business. As you can imagine, that made things pretty intense at home. I started being more rebellious, doing things just to piss my parents off. And eventually, we just broke off. You know what, though? I'm way better off now. I get to travel the universe all on my own, seeing things that nobody has ever seen before. That's what makes me happy. Not making money. If I had inherited my family's spice business, I could have had all the money I could ask for. But I could never truly be happy. But exploring the cosmos in this rinky-dink of a ship, that's true happiness for me. You're jealous. I know humans have a natural sense of adventure. And you... Right. You're in a similar position to where I was. Stuck with a job you hate. Wanting to do something greater. But not having the time or resources. I get it. It's frustrating. And that's why I picked you up. Oh, you heard me right. I've been looking for a human for so long to accompany me. Don't worry. It's not like wanting a puppy or something. I don't want to keep you as a pet. Humans have a unique sense of biological characteristics that I think would make exploration much more interesting. The thing is, I just had no idea who to pick. Despite me being fascinated with humans, most of them seem like they would either freak out because I'm an alien, or just say, cool, but could you put me back on Earth now? But not you. Am I right? You're like me, ready to drop everything to go on a grand adventure, because why not? No, I don't know you so well because I'm a stalker. It's a special ability my species has. It's basically a sixth sense that humans just don't have.
We call it Abdijas. Unfortunately, there isn't a good translation in English. Or any human language for that matter. Anyway, that's why you're here. So, what do you think? You wanna join me? If you need some more time to decide, I can. Looks like I do know you very well after all. Alright then. Then get up like we're about to conquer the universe already. Before that, I need to make some adjustments to you. Don't worry. I'm not gonna install new body parts or something. It's gonna be like a skincare routine. It'll mainly build up your resistance to radiation. Since you'll be spending a lot of time outside the magnetic field of a planet, plus some other cool stuff. Oh, that's our 2-minute warning. Come on, let's get back to the Falcon, and I'll explain more.
Okay, that should be the formula. You ready? Don't worry. It's gonna feel like putting on some face lotion. Or something. I even made it scented, so it wouldn't freak you out as much. Yeah, smell it. It's cucumber melon. Not bad, eh? Okay, but first, I need to wash your face and so. Rose water. I call it rose water for the sake of convenience. But it's really made from some flowers from my home planet. And they smell similar to roses. I'm just gonna splash a bit on this towel here. And you're getting it for free. How about that? Yeah. It does feel good, doesn't it? It's opening up your pores and letting out all the bad stuff. Alright, now time for the formula. I'm just gonna apply. And, don't worry about the rest of your body. It naturally moves to the rest of your skin over time. Like I told you, it's just like moisturizer. Or more like sunscreen, actually. Just, you know, instead of Didn't like that reference either. If we're gonna be traveling the universe together, you better stop liking all my nerdy sci-fi stuff.